This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day started, start the day first by saying to God, I want you to be first in my life. I want you to be the center of my life. I want to build my life around my relationship with you. And then listen to what he has to say to you in his word, the Bible. I want to read a little bit of the Bible and let's see what God has to say to us today. We're reading out of the book of Haggai in the Old Testament. The people have been building their own houses, but ignoring the fact that God's temple is lying in ruins. And God says, you're focused on your houses, but what about my house? And that temple was the symbol of their worship of God and putting God first in their lives and God's blessing and his presence with them, his covenant with them, and they'd been ignoring it. God comes and challenges them, and they say, you're right. And they get to work. They begin building God's temple, and God gives them the assurance, I am with you. Here's what it says in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Haggai. On the 21st of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? That is, when King Solomon built it and put so much gold and silver and brought in the best tradesmen from all over the world and just lavishly built the temple. And he says, who saw it back then? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. As for the promise which I made you when you came up out of Egypt, my spirit is abiding in your midst. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I shall give peace, declares the Lord. Well, they didn't feel like what they were building looked anywhere near like what the temple had looked like in its glory days. But God says, you just obey me. You just build a place where I can be honored and glorified, and you leave it up to me what I do with it. And I assure you, when I do my part, you will stand back and be amazed. And that's true for you and me as well. In our lives, we may feel like we have so little to offer to God. How could God use me? I'm not like so-and-so, or I'm not like the people I read about in the Bible, or even the biographies I read of great Christians. Do you know, God is not calling you to be like someone else. God is calling you to just bring what is you and offer it to him and say, God, use me. Glorify yourself in me. Maybe not in some big public flashy way, but just in the lives of the people who are around me, the people you've put me with. Use me in their lives. Encourage them. Help me to help them think about spiritual things and about you and put you first in their lives. When you take your step, God will do his part. You'll be amazed at how he uses you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.